This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, July 26, Eyes on Revenge. Our reading comes from Judges chapter 16 and Matthew chapter 5. Now the rulers of the Philistines assembled to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon, their god, and to celebrate, saying, "Our God has delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hands." When the people saw him, they praised their God, saying, "Our God has delivered our enemy into our hands, the one who laid waste our land and multiplied our slain." When they were in high spirits, they shouted, "Bring out Samson to entertain us." So they called Samson out of the prison, and he performed for them. When they stood him among the pillars, Samson said to the servant who held his hand, "Put me where I can feel the pillars that support the temple, so that I may lean against them." Now the temple was crowded with men and women. All the rulers of the Philistines were there. And on the roof were about 3,000 men and women watching Samson perform. Then Samson prayed to the Lord, "Sovereign Lord, remember me. Please, God, strengthen me just once more, and let me with one blow get revenge on the Philistines for my two eyes." Then Samson reached toward the two central pillars on which the temple stood, bracing himself against them, his right hand on the one and his left hand on the other. Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." Then he pushed with all his might, and down came the temple on the rulers and all the people in it. Thus he killed many more when he died than while he lived. Matthew 5. You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. Samson's eyes got him into trouble, and without them, Samson triumphs over the enemy. Forced to entertain his captors, blind Samson asked the Lord for strength one more time. His reason? To get revenge on the Philistines for his two eyes. In his human weakness and pride, Samson could not forget his eyes. Even so, God used him as an instrument to rescue his people. Without the eyes that provoked passionate desire in his heart and led him away from God, Samson, now blind, killed many more when he died than when he lived, and Samson died with them. Unlike the stories of other judges, the Samson story does not end by telling us that Israel had peace from their enemies. Rather, it shows us a Samson who saved Israel without his offending eyes. Would God's people too have to endure a time of blindness before they could see what is right in God's eyes? Samson was blind not so much because the Philistines took his eyes, but because his eyes caused him to sin. He didn't need his eyes to save Israel, but he couldn't let go of them without seeking revenge. Unlike Samson, Jesus Christ died for our offending eyes, our wayward hands and feet, our deceitful hearts, and our loose tongues. And instead of seeking revenge, he died so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life with God. Pray with me. Father, forgive me, for Jesus' sake, for I know the offensiveness of my eyes, hands, and tongue. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.